Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Mommy Files of a New Black Mom. It's a new year, it's a new me, it's still full of shit, I'm lying. Nothing is new, ain't nothing new, but these niggas, okay, let's go with that. But I'm back, bitches. You know, I try to be consistent. I told y'all, I'm trying to do what? Better. And this week, we're talking about separation. And the reason I said we're going to talk about separation is two reasons. Today was a really rough day on my mental. Because I decided to delete all the pictures of my ex out of my phone. But I also didn't delete them, really. I sent them. So I sent an email to myself with these pictures because I would love for my daughter to have something. You might say, well, why does it matter? But for those who don't hate their, you know, their sperm donor baby daddy, you get it. Like, you want your kids to realize they weren't made in vain. And the only reason I had this thought was because my best friend that y'all got to hear last week, she and her baby father were childhood sweethearts. Well, high school sweethearts. High school sweethearts. And what was crazy about the whole situation, circumstance, happenstance, is, like, once they broke up, she got rid of a lot, if not all, of their, like, memories. Like, I have a couple of pictures, because I used to take a lot of pictures in high school, like, pictures, like, film, because I was that nerd. But a lot of their history is gone. And I feel like when it comes to kids, you want them to believe that they weren't. Now, if they were, that is perfectly fine. But if they weren't made in vain, you would want to show that they, you know, show them to their face, like, yo, your parents really loved each other. Your mommy and daddy really loved each other. You were made because someone was in love. You were made because two people loved each other. And the greatest gift they could have was you. Ooh, that was deep, girl. That was real deep. I like that. unintentionally, my deep, deep poeticness just came out. But what's crazy is a lot of times I look back on the pictures and it gives me a sadness, but a weird sadness. Like, not necessarily like I'm sad, but more of like a, it is what it is, if that makes sense. And a lot of it comes from thinking, how can I say this? It gives you the feeling that the decision that you made was the best one. And a lot of times you can't face that in a breakup. And a lot of times you don't want to face that in a breakup. Because then that would make it seem like what you did was so right. When in reality, it's not always that cut and dry. And I try to explain that to a mom I know who's breaking up with her mate. She was just kind of like, you know, it's just so bad. It's just so hateful. I said, but that's a breakup. I said, the worst part is when you're breaking up, all you can see is the darkness. Literally, all you can see is the darkness. You see the sad. You see the turmoil. You see the pain. You see the tears. What you don't see is the happiness, the smiles. And you're like, why would you want to think of that? It's because a lot of times we dig ourselves in a hole. And we dig ourselves in a hole because all we can face is how bad things were, how we got to the breakup, right? And not to say forget that shit and move on, but a lot of times the breakup is one point. It is literally one day. Well, I'm underestimating that. A breakup is more than one day. But what it is one idea. It's one pit stop in the sense of the continual relationship. So what happens is you decide you don't want to be together. First it's a whisper. First it's a thought, you know, it's a triggering thought, but it's a thought. And the reason I say it's a thought is because you don't accept it at first. You don't even believe that's what you want at first. You don't even think that this is really realistically something that could happen. And the reason I say all of that is because most of the time, you don't even believe it. You're like, oh, we're going to work it out. Oh, things will be better. Oh, this is just a phase. And then you wake up and you realize this person that you've had to try to love for the last however many months you've told yourself things were going to get better, shit ain't get better. Shit got worse. And even in the same breath, you look back at all the things that got you here. That first fight that made you question how much you loved him. Or that first argument that felt like you could tell he was really mad at you. Like all these things that add up. And you sit back and you go, I definitely didn't want to break up with him. I definitely didn't even think I would break up with him. But here I am in my feelings. And the reason I say that is because a lot of times we don't face the truth. And the reason I say we don't face the truth is because we look back and we question the sanity of ourselves at that moment. Like, you know, what did I do? What did he do? What did they do? What happened in the moment? Did I overreact? Am I emotional? Well, sorry to tell you, all of those things are true. You're emotional. You did overreact. And it was probably the best decision you ever made, low-key. And the reason I say that is because the moment you feel like you don't want to be with that person is the beginning of the breakup. And no, I'm not a breakup specialist. No, I'm not, you know, a dating guru. But what I am is somebody who's realistic as fuck when it comes to my breakup, right? So prior to my ex, I was in a 3-year relationship with another person who, again, I thought I was going to spend the rest of my life with. The person I thought was it, was all, that's it. No ifs, ands about it, right? But then I look back now, and I low-key question my sanity only because I think two things. I thought he was it, but there was no proof of that, you know? You don't have any definitive proof that that person is it. The only thing you have are your feelings. And feelings can be manipulated. You can go from loving someone to hating someone in one conversation. Let that sink in. So the fact that you legitimately broke up already states the fact that I did that. Hey, you know, you breaking up was not a mistake. And that's the first problem. Can I tell you how we always think our breakup is a mistake and we second guess the fuck out of it? Or we think, how did we get here? We were so in love. Everything was so great. It wasn't. Because the moment, again, you thought about breaking up with your significant other was the moment your relationship was over. Now, you might look at me and think I'm absolutely batshit crazy, right? I'm telling you. Because naturally, you're like, but you're speaking is dumb. Like, that doesn't make sense. But think about it like this. When you broke up with that person, even if it was for a moment or a month, the relief of breaking up was less scarier than you thought. Because if y'all didn't live together, you really acted up. Why? Because two things. He wasn't coming over to hold you accountable, and you didn't have any person to answer to, in a sense. So you go from this person who had locks, chains, and bolts to a person who just walked through a door that slid open every time they got to it. The downside to it is when you face the breakup as a mom, you have to be considerate that there's other people involved. And I say that humbly, respectfully. No Justin involved. If you know, you know. But what's crazy about it is
When it comes to breakups, when you have kids, you have to be considerate. You have to be the bigger person, especially if you're the mom. Now, I'm not saying dads don't have to be the bigger person, but when you're the mom, 95% of the time you have custody of the child. You're the main person. So you don't get to go and act the fuck up. You don't get to go and have a whole face for real. You don't get to go and be stupid. You don't get to go and turn up. No, you still have to be a full fucking time mom. Okay, you go from maybe having support to now, bitch, you mad at me? You want to be single? Being single means now you're a single mom by choice. Bullshit. You feel me? So what's crazy about it is you go from feeling like you made the best decision ever to the dumbest decision ever. And I'm not saying if it's a bad situation for you to stay. What I'm saying is you realize, like, real as fuck, how it feels to literally go again, from maybe having in-house support to now doing every fucking thing by yourself. And like I was talking to one of my good girlfriends who lives across the world, well, California. Ha. But me and her were talking and discussing things, and I said, you know what's crazy? I said, you know, I realized all the shitty things that he did and the things that he said. After the fact, I said, I look back and I blame myself. I said, the things I accepted, I blame myself. The things I didn't accept, I take regard in. But at the same time, I was a fucking idiot. I said, times where he got to go and hang out with his friends and I had to take care of not one, not two, but 3 to 4 kids at a time. The times where I had to determine my work schedule and my availability based off of someone who had a flexible, open schedule. The fact of the matter is, people are selfish as fuck. And when you're in a relationship with a selfish-ass motherfucker, you get fucked. And I say that respectfully. And that's why Mary had a little lamb, okay? Because at the end of the day, he is kid-free, sucker-free, living-free. I am paying bills, taking care of a kid 24/7. Like, but again, as a mom, you have to be the bigger person. And I don't mean that in a, like, oh, you need to suck it up. I mean it in a, bitch, you have no choice. Because you don't get to go home and you don't get to take a break because your baby father is not in the picture. And people were like, oh, when the last time he's seen her? He hasn't. When the last time he's going to get her? Probably won't. Why? Because that's his MO. And the difference is sometimes you get so jaded, I guess is the best word to use, when it comes to a man that he's going to be different. Your kid is going to be different. Things will play out differently. What happens? It's the same old shit. Like, legit, same old shit. And I don't get mad because my daughter doesn't even ask for him, which people might take in a multitude of ways. But I know for a fact that because my daughter doesn't ask for him, I don't feel no type of way. I'm not offended. I ain't hurt. She ain't hurt. Why? Because she ain't missing on nobody who ain't around. Period. My daughter gets to go on trips. She gets to enjoy life. She is still living her best. With no whims, no worries, no nothing, no qualms, none of that shit. Why? Because she has a mother who's a full-time mother. Like, I work, eat, breathe, and sleep my kid. Why? Because I get up, make sure she goes to school. I make sure her teeth is brushed. I make sure she looks good. Make sure her hair is done. Make sure her clothes are clean. Make sure she's clean. Make sure if I have somewhere to go, she's in a place where she's having fun. She is safe. And I don't have to worry. People who take care of her, love her, spoil her, rotten. You feel me? So at the end of the day, who's missing out? Him. Because you have a 2-year-old about to be 3 who doesn't even care to call you. You have a 2-year-old that's about to be 3 who does not seem to miss your presence. And the sad part is, this will probably be how it'll be. And everyone's like, are you feeling some type of way? Oh, that ain't shit. Let me tell you. Niggas ain't been shit forever. And it ain't started with him, and it ain't gonna end with him. So for me, it's okay. When he wants him, I will make her available. And I mean, a couple weeks ago, she had a moment where she was just like, I'm waiting outside for daddy. And she sat on the couch, on the bench by our apartment, and said, I'm waiting for daddy. I said, girl, get off that couch. You're going to be there all day. And she looked at me like I was crazy, but I knew her intention was like, it was there, but it wasn't. She was saying it, but it didn't mean what she said, if that makes sense. Like, what she said was what she said, but what she said wasn't what she meant, because she's 2. If that makes sense. And I look back now as a single mom that I never wanted to be, that I never planned on being, that I ain't never want to accept being, but I take it with a grain of salt. Why? Because at the end of the day, I could be mad about a lot of things when it comes to my ex. When I say mad, I could be mad. Because at the end of the day, I could look at things and be like, oh my God, he is trash. He is this. He is that. And it wouldn't make no difference. It wouldn't change who he is. And it wouldn't make anybody any different. And at the end of the day, when it came down to all the things that could go wrong, it wasn't necessarily all rainbows. And I never wanted it to be as bad as it is, but you also gotta realize, like, this might be as good as it gets as well. So when it comes down to it, I know for sure that they, that because of the filter Al Capone, that because of everything and because of, I know one or two things. Things will be different for the rest of her life, and that's fine. Things are going to change for the rest of her life, and that's fine too. She either is going to accept it or be mad, and that's fine. And I laugh because my best friend felt so guilty because she's like, ah, my daughter's gonna hate me and da 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 da. But she. This is real life in the city. You hear me? But what she didn't, I guess, fathom and realize, in a sense, was, like, this is not her reality, but a reality. And what sucks is everybody's story ain't your story. And when it comes down to the yellow. But when it comes down to it, it is what it is. And I'm not going to be negative about it. I ain't even going to bash him in real life. Because here's the thing. I'm not there with this. I don't like that. Oh, my God.